M-Power loan today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Campaign ends on 31st January 2026.
Lusaka records a total of 17,750 deaths as at 30th December 2025. In African news, a Guinea junta chief wins a presidency in controversial election. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council LCC has recorded a total of 17,750 deaths as at 30th December 2025, as indicated through the disposal of remains done through the Department of Public Health between January and December 2025. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba disclosed that among the disposed bodies are 7,420 male adults and 1,843 male children who died during this period, in addition to 1,043 male stillbirths. Ms. Chola explained that this indicates a higher mortality rate among males in the city for this year. She further stated that the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child fatalities, and 778 male stillbirths during the same period. All deceased individuals were disposed of in accordance with the law, adhering to the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and the Public Health Act Cap 295.
This indicates a higher mortality rate among males in the city for this year. Meanwhile, the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child fatalities, and 778 female stillbirths during this same period. All deceased individuals were disposed of in accordance with the law, adhering to the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and the Public Health Act Cap 295.
A fire incident involving a ZESCO high-tension electricity pole was recorded on Tuesday evening in Kabushi Township of Ndola. The incident occurred around 17:30 hours near the Reformed Church of Zambia, where an 11-kilovolt Zescopo caught fire under circumstances that are yet to be fully established. Police officers from Kaloko Police Post, who were conducting routine patrols in the area, responded swiftly after receiving information about the fire. Upon arrival, they confirmed that the electricity pole was on fire. The fire brigade and Zesco personnel were immediately alerted and responded within a short time. Firefighters have successfully extinguished the blaze, while Zesco engineers isolated the affected power line to prevent further damage. Preliminary investigations suggest that the fire may have been caused by an electrical fault. Police maintained law and order at the scene, and no injuries or property damage were reported. The Luansha Municipal Council has warned business entities to desist from disposing of garbage in undesignated areas. Council Public Relations Manager Gideon Tole said both residents and private businesses must take responsibility for the waste they generate by engaging licensed waste management companies to handle their garbage. Commenting on reports involving a named filling station that conducted vegetation control and allegedly dumped three branches in the eucalyptus park, Mr. Tole said the local authority will engage the company over the matter.
Zambia, which has progressed on Russia, do not allow for that. We are going to follow up the matter of Russia Municipal Council. We need to let the people who are behind the throwing of them back are brought to book. And if there is anything now, they should delete it back to the people there, because we are definitely, we have no option than to prosecute them and see to it that they are taken to the court of law. The play park is a place for recreation for the residents and not against the dark side.
Mukushi Zenshinsa Ward Councillor Edward Chuka has called for the drilling of the borehole at Katolowa Primary School. Mr. Chuka emphasized that access to safe, clean drinking water is a critical issue for both pupils and staff at the school. The councillor also took a moment to express his gratitude for recent government support. He thanked the authorities for the construction of a new 1x3 classroom block under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. With the new building in place, the councillor highlighted that providing adequate school desks is the next essential step to ensure the facility is fully functional and beneficial for the students.
For the direction, policy direction from the government. But ever since it was announced sometime in October, November, up to now nothing has been done. But the major question that is there, that we need to address, is about infrastructure. Do we have the proper infrastructure that can meet the standards for export if outside Zambia? The question is no. We can talk about two, three infrastructure that we have, maybe for these companies, for instance, Zambis, Kachema and others, but can they meet that? No, we need to have more of this. I'll give an example, some other areas in Southern Front.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situbezi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamene chalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg import, 200.